Derbyshire Clinical Commissioning Groups, Raising Awareness of the Mental Capacity Act and the Deprivation of Liberty Safeguards. The Five Principles. The Mental Capacity Act 2005 aims to maximise the ability of people to make their own decisions or to participate in decision-making as far as they are able. It is also intended to protect people who lack capacity to make particular decisions. Decisions and actions carried out under the Act should always be measured against the five principles enshrined within it. The first principle says, a person is assumed to have capacity unless it is established that he lacks it. Everyone aged 16 years or older is assumed to be mentally capable of making a particular decision at a certain time, unless there is evidence to the contrary. The only way to overturn this assumption is by performing a prescribed two-stage test that demonstrates the person is lacking capacity. The burden of proof is upon the assessor. You must prove that the person lacks capacity, rather than the person prove that he does not. If a mentally capable person consents to the provision of health care or treatment, you have legal authority to give it. But if he refuses to consent, his decision must be respected. The second principle says, a person is not to be treated as unable to make a decision unless all attempts to support him to do so have been unsuccessful. This principle aims to maximise a person's decision-making ability. A variety of steps may be taken to help a person to arrive at his own decision. The support offered depends upon the person's condition, the nature and urgency of the decision, and the availability of resources. It could be as simple as ensuring a person is in an environment that enhances his decision-making, or helping the person to express his views. Consider whether he has all the relevant information and is aware of possible alternatives. Be careful not to persuade or influence him, or to put pressure on him. The third principle of the Act says, a person is not to be treated as unable to make a decision merely because he makes an unwise decision. This principle is concerned with personal autonomy. It safeguards a person's right to make a decision that other people consider unwise. The fact that a person makes an unwise decision does not mean he is lacking capacity. It may just indicate a lack of understanding of the issues, including the consequences of a particular decision, or it may simply reflect a difference in values. But an unwise decision can signal the need for a formal capacity assessment in the same way that doubt about a person's capacity would do. Decisions that are irrational, out of character, or that may put him at risk, or a series of unwise decisions, may suggest an underlying issue that requires investigation. It is also worth remembering that an unwise decision may indicate the person is susceptible to undue influence or pressure. The fourth principle says, any action taken or decision made on behalf of a person lacking capacity must be in his best interests. There is no definition of best interests in the Act because it depends upon individual circumstances. However, the Act provides a checklist to guide you towards making a decision in the best interests of a person who lacks capacity. A valid and applicable advance decision to refuse medical treatment overrides the right of a healthcare professional to give that treatment, even when it is in the person's best interests. The fifth principle says, any action taken or decision made on behalf of a person lacking capacity must restrict his rights and freedom of action as little as possible. Before you make a decision or act on behalf of a person who lacks capacity, consider whether there is a less intrusive way to achieve the objective. When there is more than one approach, explore less restrictive options that also permit the original purpose to be achieved. In some circumstances, the least restrictive option may not be in the person's best interests. In these cases, the best interests principle takes precedence. In practice, you will choose a less restrictive option that is also in a person's best interests, because both principles must be applied together. In summary, there are 6 key points to remember. Number 1. Your decisions and actions should be aligned to and tested against the 5 principles. Number 2. The 5 principles will help you to identify solutions in difficult or uncertain situations, as well as supporting you to reach the right decision. Number 3. Every adult has a right to make his own decisions about health care or treatment. You must assume he has capacity to do so, unless there is evidence he does not. Number 4. You must help and support a person to make his own decision. You must not conclude that a person lacks capacity until you have taken all possible steps to support him. Number 5. A person who makes an apparently unwise decision should not be labelled as lacking capacity. Equally, this does not mean that you should not intervene to provide support. And number 6. Any action taken or decision made must be in a person's best interests, while also minimizing restrictions to his basic rights and freedoms.